Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
If a blog falls in the forest, does anyone read the old posts? Today's caller started a blog with enthusiasm. They wrote a lot of posts, created a lot of content, but then it fell into decline. Hey, it happens to most of them. Most blogs, most online projects. You're all excited, you work on them for a while, but then you start doing something else. Totally normal. But now our caller is wondering, what, if anything, should she do with that project? So if you have ever started something only to stop doing it after a while, you too would be a terrible person. Just kidding. Actually, you'd be human. So in this situation where you have some kind of creative work out in the world, should you close it down, or in this case, you know, delete the blog entirely, or let it live on just without any further updates or attention from you? Now, of course, this is Side Hustle School, so we're looking at money-making projects. Is the answer different if this project is still producing a small amount of income? Like, do you want to just keep it up and earning some passive income, which is usually a good thing, of course, or does it bother you so much that you need to actually, you know, close it out entirely and move on to something else? That's our question today. My name is Chris Guillebeau. Thanks for tuning in. The detailed question and my answer is coming up in this short, action-packed episode.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, Chris. This is Jane from Boston. For a couple of years, I had a blog and wrote on it almost every day. It didn't make a ton of money, but it did make some, which was nice. I finally just got tired and stopped. Now I'm working on a new project and wondering if I should completely delete the blog. I feel torn about it. Part of me thinks, well, I spent a lot of time on it and maybe some of those posts are still helpful to someone. But another part of me thinks, move on. Delete everything and do something else. How would you handle this? Thanks for your help and looking forward to hearing from you.
Well, Jane, it's kind of like this. You know, if we make a list of the reasons, you know, to keep it versus deleting it, if we say keep it, well, it's a living archive of something you made. And that was exciting, right? It was fun and creative and, you know, rewarding when you made that thing and put it out in the world. Presumably it mattered to you at some point. And so if it can still make money, even if it's small money, you know, from time to time, that's pretty cool. You know, free money is free money after all. So those are some reasons, you know, why you might want to keep it. As to why you might delete it, if you're like, no, I really want to move on, well, it might bother you to have something out there that's no longer current or relevant. You know, and I've been through this myself. I'll explain more about that in a second, or I'll share a quick story. So you might just want a fresh start. Or you might find that it's impossible to ignore it completely. Like, it's still out there, doesn't require a lot of active attention, but from time to time, you have to fix something. You know, you have to fix the website, or you have to respond to email inquiries about it. So it still takes up some of your attention. Like, even if it's very little, it's out of sight, but it's not completely out of mind. So I think the important question to answer here is, what are the real benefits it's providing to you or someone else by being out there? And I would also suggest you think about deleting it and consider how that might make you feel. Like, you just think about the idea of, okay, it's gone now. How do I feel? Do I feel sad or do I feel relieved? And there's your answer. So in my case, a few years ago, I had a business called Unconventional Guides. I had spent a lot of time on it for a number of years, and then it kind of went into passive mode where I wasn't making new products, but the website was still out there. The products were still out there. They weren't selling a lot, but they were selling some, you know, and so it was nice to have this passive income. But, you know, just like I was explaining in that scenario, it still required some occasional maintenance, and that maintenance drove me crazy. Like, I just really didn't want to do it. And so in the end, you know, even though it wasn't a lot of work and it did have some benefit to me, you know, to keep it online, I realized that the much greater benefit was the sense of relief I felt upon actually closing the store and like turning off the shopping cart and putting up a page that said, you know, it's been fun, you know, it's been real, but now, you know, we're moving on to other things. So I think what it comes down to for Jane or anybody else out there who has a project and it's been published or shared in some way and now you're doing something else, you know, do you completely delete it, archive it, whatever it is, or do you just leave it out there? You know, how are you going to feel with both scenarios? And that's your answer, basically. So Jane, good luck. Listeners, good luck. And if you have a question, come to sidehustleschool.com/questions. I so enjoy making this program for you every single day. Let me know if you have any feedback or suggestions, and I hope you'll subscribe or follow wherever you get your podcasts. My name is Chris Guillebeau. You're listening to Side Hustle School.
Onward Project.